WGEL presents Homegrown Music with Swamp Weiss. Tell us about the program, Swamp.
Hey, I'd love to, John. Local artists, some old favorites, original tunes.
Well, December is here, Swamp. Should have a little Christmas music later in the program, probably, okay. First of all, though, we're going to jump off with a fellow we were going to play last month, but ran out of time, and he's been in Greenville just in the last few months here. He was starring at the American Farm Heritage Museum in August, and then he showed up in September in Highland. Shaky Dave. Good old Shaky Dave. Dave Shake is actually his name. He's from Lebanon, Illinois, and he's going to do Make the World Go Away right here. Shaky Dave.
Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. They the things you used to say, and make the world go away. Do you remember when you loved me before the world took me astray? If you do, then forgive me and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulder. They say, and make the world go away. I'm sorry if I hurt you. I'll make it up day by day. Just say you love me like you used to, and make the world go away. Make the world go away and get it off my shoulder. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away. Say the things you used to say and make the world go away.
Well, Swamp, there's Shaky Dave.
Make Shaky
World
Dave
Go Away.
Make the World Go Away is a big classic for Eddie Arnold years ago, I believe.
Yeah.
I'm correct. I used to be around a guy named Earl Gibson, who was a funny guy. He was an elderly black man who actually played with a version of the Ink Spots way back in the 30s and 40s. I got to know him through Lyle Mayfield. And he said one time, he said, Swamp, I said, do you want to hear me sing the Italian version of that song? I said, sure. He goes, make it a world and go away. So he was
a comic, too.
Yeah, comic. Yeah. So just my kind of person right there. Who else we got here?
We got Paula Merle coming up here. We haven't had Paula on the show in a while, and she comes to us she was back in the days of Nashville North. Nashville. And this song is called Cain's Blood, Paula Merle from Greenville.
All right.
Half of my blood is Cain's blood. Half of my blood is Abel's. One eye looks to heaven. each and every day.
Half of my blood is Abel's.
It's all I can do just to try to maintain control.
Half of my blood is Cain's blood.
My one and only.
Go Swamp, Paula Morrell, Paula. On the homegrown music program.
That's right. I met Paula a few times back in the day. So
put on some mighty good shows up there in Nashville, North. Very good. Back there.
This next guy I got inspired from hearing Soup Granda, the song we played a while back had a slide whistle on it. I thought, huh. And you don't hear a lot of slide whistle, and there's probably a good reason for that. But anyway, this song is by a guy named Pat Burton, who was Champaign, Illinois, or Urbana, whatever you want to call it. They're switching around now, Urbana, Champaign. He was kind of a lifelong resident up there. He was buddies with John Hartford. John went south, and he spent a little time around Champaign, but he headed south, found his fortune down in Nashville. Pat stayed up around Champaign there. But anyway, he got John Hartford playing a slide whistle on this thing, so and I think he's playing fiddle, maybe banjo, who knows, other things, but he's doing the slide whistle, so he's got the guest star John playing the slide whistle, and the song is called Slide Whistle. So
see what you think. Slide that whistle, here we go.
Thanks, Mom.
Slide whistle seems to be so awkward, unless it's played by someone like Ben. An old drunk I knew who used to play one, I'll never see the likes of him again. The slide whistle screeches and it sounds out of tune. You pull and you push it with your thumb. Late in the evening, at the edge of town, Uncle Ben would play it as he drank his rum.
Drank his rum.
to the next life. I heard he died just the other day. I hope I never hear no more sly whistles, 'cause it seems I can hear him play. The slide whistle screeches and it sounds out of tune. You pull and you push it with your thumb. Late in the evening at the edge of town, Uncle Ben would play it as he drank his rum. Uncle Ben would play it as he drank his rum.
Oh, slide whistle.
Not about that, huh?
Yeah,
slide whistle is just a funny instrument. Isn't it? It's kind of like a trombone or something. I don't know.
Yeah, like a trombone.
Hartford's a guy, I think, I'll tell a quick story. I saw the Dillards here, what was left of the Dillards a couple years ago. They opened up. Rodney was the only one left, I think, out of the bunch. And he opened things up for questions, and people were asking about Andy Griffith a lot. And because the Dillards showed up as the Darlings on that show.
Yeah.
And somebody asked something about John Hartford, and because they were hood friends with John Hartford. And he looked kind of funny at first. Well, John Hartford, well, okay. He said, well, I'm trying to think of a clean story I can tell about John. And he said years ago they were going someplace, and the old cars had a little hook that you would hang a coat or something on, if you remember that, John. And you know, by the window. And it was probably not the safest thing to do, thinking back, but who thought about all that stuff back then.
Block all your advantage a little bit there.
Exactly, right. And but anyway, Hartford got the idea of a string and a banjo string from that hook and then poking onto the window knob there. And, you know, the window, you know, the old-time manual windows that you roll up and down. And
I think I see where you're going.
You see where it's happening. And Dillard said that John would pick the banjo, ding, 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 and then he could get, you know,
get a different tone.
Yeah, he'd get a different pitch and everything out, ding, bang, bang. And Rodney said, well, you know, first half hour, that was okay. The second half hour, you're getting a little bit tired of it. So, and so anyway, I think John was just this musical guy that just, that's the way his mind worked. Just, so anyway, he's the guest slide whistler on this. So enough of that, I guess. And then
let's head down to Clinton County for our next guest here. Okay. This is our old buddy Gary Dean.
All right.
And he's going to sing some. He calls himself the Man in Black, and he can sure sound like the Man in Black. He does a great job on the Johnny Cash's Folsom Prison Blues. Okay.
That's sort of a key song for Johnny there, wasn't it? Yeah. Big song for Johnny.
Gary Dean.
Oh, I'm the Man in Black. I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. Well, I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps a-rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. There's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. they freed me from this prison. If that railroad train was mine, I'd bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Well, there goes Derek, Gary Dean, the man Gary in black, Dean. Back in Folsom Prison, back in the old jailhouse, in the jailhouse now.
There you go, yeah. Well, I don't think this guy's ever been in jail, so he probably can't be a real country artist, I guess, but his name is Jim Birch, and I haven't seen Jim for a while, so Jim, if you're out there.
We need to get Jim back in the studio. Yeah, he's always a good audience for the program.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jim, and this is called Smoky Filled Rooms, I think,
Smoky
right?
Smoky Filled Rooms.
Here pretty nice.
It's a very sad song. And it's,
how sad?
Very good song.
Get your handkerchiefs ready out there.
Get your hangies out there, yeah.
All of my life, I've always had something to say. Whatever the place, whatever the time of day. But now you have gone, you've taken my words away. You've taken my voice and left me no choice on what I can say. Smoky filled rooms, that's what you left me. A dingy saloon, these are my recreation. Drinking alone, flipping a pinball. Quarter now gone, and another soon to follow. Loving filled days in ways that I never had known. And all of those nights that we could just call our own. And all of the brightness that comes from a happy home. You've taken my night, taken my life, you left me alone. Smoky filled rooms, that's what you left me. A dingy saloon, these are my inspiration. Drinking alone, flipping a pinball. Quarter now gone, and another soon to follow.
Swamp, there goes Jim, and
very
sweet little tune that he did there.
Very nice. On the sad side, but still.
Yeah.
That's kind of classic country tradition, I guess.
Yeah. Smoke-filled rooms.
Smoke-filled rooms here. So, I figure we better slip a Christmas song in here.
Yeah, exactly. It's coming up on the wonderful Christmas here. Yeah.
This is, I'm not trying to make a tie with this at all. This is a fellow from New Jersey originally. A great mandolin player. His name is David Grisman. And one of his claims to fame, he played with Jerry Garcia, and he was one of the last guys to play with Garcia. And, Garcia is into bluegrass and acoustic music, too, so they played together somewhat. This has an unusual instrument on it, and we'll just let it play and see what people, if you catch what it is. And I guess the slide whistle is on my mind still. So
this isn't a slide whistle, though.
Not a slide whistle. Not a slide whistle.
Slider.
No. Interesting instrument, though.
Yeah. Okay.
Your Silent Night. See what you think.
that fades away real nice, Swamp.
Yeah.
You'll have to explain that piece of equipment used to do that.
Yeah, someplace along the line, most people are like, is that a real trumpet? It's a voice trumpet, so how's that for unique?
How about that?
You can carry that in your pocket any place you go.
I got a Merry Christmas right there.
That's a good one.
2 weeks till Christmas.
Two weeks, okay.
We'll be there. Yeah.
2 weeks more shopping
today. Today's Sunday, and 2 weeks it'll be.
All right.
Christmas Sunday.
I wish everybody a Merry Christmas out there.
Merry Christmas out there, yeah.
Brought to you.